WBZ H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Trump administration touting the president's actions on immigration. He'll sign executive orders this afternoon. Today, border czar Tom Homan was asked about several children whom advocacy groups say were deported, and one was a U.S. citizen.
The mothers made that choice. And I tell you what, if we didn't do it, the story today would be Trump administration separating families again. No, we're keeping families together. Having a U.S. citizen child does not make you immune from our laws.
President Trump's shadow, his comments about Canada and the tariffs loom over Canada's national election today. Prime Minister Mark Carney holds a narrow polling lead. At least one person still hospitalized in the Clearwater, Florida area after a boat hit a ferry with 45 people on board last night. One person was killed. And millions are in the dark as one of Europe's largest blackouts in more than a decade swept through Spain and Portugal. Spanish grid operator says some power has been restored. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A study conducted by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that the number of students struggling with homelessness in the state is increasing. According to the study, there were over 20,000 public school students identified as homeless during the 2023-2024 school year, the highest mark since 2019. The total was a roughly 9% increase over the previous year, despite the total number of enrolled students dropping by over 1%. Studies show homeless students face additional educational barriers and have lower average attendance rates. A Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge was arrested by the FBI on Friday morning. Judge Hannah Dugan is facing obstruction charges after being accused of helping an undocumented immigrant evade ICE agents during a courthouse arrest operation last week. In a later deleted social media post, FBI Director Kash Patel accused Judge Dugan of intentionally misdirecting federal agents attempting to apprehend a Mexican national, Eduardo Flores Ruiz, who was later captured. Patel claimed Dugan's alleged actions created increased danger to the public. Prosecutors have officially filed charges against a suspect in connection to a stabbing death and arson in Duluth last July. According to court documents, 25-year-old Tyler Walter Edwards was charged with second-degree murder and first-degree arson in the death of 25-year-old Maxton Gudowski on July 25th. Authorities found Gudowski as they responded to reports of an apartment fire, and he was pronounced deceased at the scene. They determined Gudowski had been stabbed over 30 times, and various accelerants were found in the apartment. A Hayward man facing drug charges in Barron County Circuit Court has been sentenced to prison. According to court documents, 39-year-old Joseph St. Germain entered a guilty plea to possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine and operating with a restricted controlled substance in March. Other charges were read in but dismissed as part of a plea deal. St. Germain was sentenced to a year and a half in prison and 3.5 years of extended supervision, but could serve a 12-year sentence if he violates the conditions of his probation. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Another injury for Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Damian Lillard going in for an MRI today. The Associated Press reporting there's concern he suffered a torn Achilles tendon in the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers last night in Milwaukee. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They're going to do an image. Obviously, his lower leg. And just being honest, it's not very promising.
Game 5 tomorrow night in Indy. The Pacers now lead 3-1. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off after beating the Cards in St. Louis 7-1 yesterday. NFL, the Packers picked up 8 players during the draft in Green Bay over the weekend. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if he thought about trading for some more.
I would have loved to acquire more picks, whether that was this year or next year, and we really didn't accomplish that. But it was really pretty quiet today as far as that went. We had 8 picks, feel really good about those guys. And then some of the guys that we're signing right now, I feel pretty good about too.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Thunderstorms are expected today in multiple rounds, and some could be severe, bringing hail, high winds, and heavy downpours. And tornadoes are possible, too. Some could start out ahead of the line moving in late tonight. So stay weather savvy from this afternoon through about midnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 55 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, a conversation with Brian Kennedy, one of the candidates seeking to become the next chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, tomorrow's 100 days. Are we going to make it? I think so. Are we still a democracy? Yeah, we're limping. I got an email yesterday. I'm 83 years old and never thought I would see the day when we were close to or indeed have already lost our democracy. Your article, Papers, Please, did me in and caused me to sign up. I was born 3 days after the attack on Pearl Harbor. Yeah, amazing stuff. No warrant, no constitution. Trump's shock troops seize our judiciary. Yeah, they've got Article 1 pacified. Now they're going after Article 3. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Also, Donald Trump wants an election probe against pollsters. Yeah, he wants to find out why pollsters are lying about how unpopular he is. Right. Trump just hit the lowest approval ratings of any president at this point in 80 years. And that's like throughout American history, because that was 80 years ago that they started doing polling. In the second hour of our program, Maggie Dawn is going to drop by, a reporter with Civic Media in Wisconsin, host of the Maggie Dawn Show. And why this Wisconsin judge was arrested. Also, far-right fight groups are endorsing youth clubs targeting U.S. men and boys. This is interesting. And a hate alert. Donald Trump says he's bringing Columbus Day back from the ashes. Where did it go? I mean, I thought Columbus Day was still here. It's, you know. But we'll talk about that. In the third hour of our program, Natalie Bettendorf and David Sirota will be with us to talk about the Republican anti-tax coalition that is beginning to disintegrate. And they just published a great new podcast series, starting with an interview with me about the two Santa Claus strategy. So we'll get into that in the third hour of the program. So a lot to talk about today. To start out, though, my daily take over at HartmanReport.com is titled, No Warrant, No Constitution, Trump's Shock Troops Seize Our Judiciary. And, you know, it's pretty straightforward stuff. This is not happening in some kind of back alley. It's not happening under the cover of night. It happened right in broad daylight. Federal agents, without even having the decency of a signed warrant, stormed into Judge Hannah Dugan's courtroom on Friday morning and dragged her away like a common criminal. No warning, no legal process, no respect for the law that she had spent a lifetime upholding, but they sure made sure the cameras were there. This performance, and then Pam Bondi going on TV going, I was horrified when I discovered, and we're not going to stand for this, and you might be next. Yeah. They didn't even have a legal arrest warrant. And, this ICE is doing these, or FBI now, I guess, these administrative warrants. I mean, this is incredible. The thing that you need, that we all need to wrap our heads around here, is that this arrest of a county judge was not done in furtherance of a particular policy. I mean, obviously it was, but it wasn't just about that judge. The reason that they did it the way they did it, the reason that they made sure that the cameras were there, the reason that they made sure that everybody in America knows about this, pretty much unlike the another judge that was arrested earlier last week, along with his wife, for harboring, quote, illegal aliens. They had a couple of people living at their home who were doing handiwork and fixing up their house in exchange for a place to stay. And so now they've arrested this judge, too. The audience for these arrests was not you and me. It was not even the news media, although that's what they're using to get the message to their audience. The audience for these arrests was other judges. Trump has, I mean, there are three branches to our government, right? This was, and arguably the fourth branch, you know, the so-called fourth estate, is the press, which, you know, is protected in the First Amendment, but it is not a government agency. But basically, there are three branches of government, and then there's the press, and those four things are what are necessary for a functioning democracy, and they must have a certain dynamic tension between them, or you don't have democracy, you end up with dictatorship. Dictatorship is where one branch, the Article II branch, the executive branch, the presidency, basically takes over the Article I branch, the first among equals, which is Congress, and the Article III branch, which is the third among equals, that's the judiciary. And if they can take, so Trump has already taken over Congress. I mean, last week you had Don Bacon, a conservative Republican, stand up and say, you know, these tariffs don't seem to be working well. Within 24 hours, he was talking about resigning. I'm sure he got the memo, you know, Elon Musk or Donald Trump, they both are controlling multi-$100 million slush funds that they can use to just take out any Republican who defies them. So Trump has got the Article I branch of government under his control, Congress. They are not defying him. They are not investigating him. They are not trying to block any of his behaviors, even the genuinely outrageous ones. They're just going along. And I would argue that the majority of Republicans realize how wrong it is that they're going along, but they're all just living in terror. So he has successfully neutered, terrorized the Article I branch, that's Congress. He controls the Article II branch, which is the executive. And in fact, he's asserting powers in the Article II branch that no president before him has asserted. The power, for example, to fire the heads of independent agencies that theoretically operate under the Article II branch, but had been given independence by Congress. And now he wants to go after the Fed. And in fact, this is going before the Supreme Court. So anyhow, he's got Article I under control. He owns Article II. The executive branch, Article III is the courts. And Article IV is, or, you know, not Article IV, but, you know, Amendment I is the press. So Trump is simultaneously going after the courts and going after the press. He has now said, or ICE has now said, that, you know, they did this arrest last week that was filmed. And the film went viral, where these three ICE agents showed up, and one of them had a baklava or whatever it's called, a mask over his face. None of them, they all refused to show identification. They refused to show a warrant. And they arrested this undocumented immigrant in a courtroom. And, you know, which is really a bad thing, because what that means is that, you know, undocumented people will start refusing to come into court, whether it's to testify about crimes that were committed against them or whether it's to, you know, face the music for crimes that they committed. So anyhow, they snatched this guy, and there were two people from one of these groups that you know, it helps defend immigrants when ICE comes after them, who showed up and were saying, you know, show us the warrant. And they were videotaping it. Show us the warrant. What's your name? Show us some identification. Show us a badge. And the ICE people just refused. Well, now they're saying that they're going to track those two women down and prosecute them. You get this? So they are going after the press. 60 Minutes now has shut up, right? The guy who's been running 60 Minutes for 40 years just resigned from CBS. And last night, Scott Pelley went on a rant about how, you know, the C-suite, the senior executives are all flipped out because they want to merge with Paramount or whatever it is. They, you know, CBS is involved in this big merger talk, and Trump is threatening them, and they're frightened. So Trump he's going after NPR, he's going after the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, he's got lawsuits against all three of the networks. So basically, he's got much of the press, certainly the mainstream press, buttoned down, and friends of his own, much of the rest of it. You got Jeff Bezos with the Washington Post, and this doctor in Los Angeles, and Zuckerberg running Facebook, which is, you know, the Canadian election, for example, which is happening today. One of the big problems they have is that Facebook is no longer carrying real news. And so across Canada, these lies, these phony messages about Mark Carney, the guy who's probably going to win the election, are just really taking hold on Facebook. And then, of course, you got Elon Musk with X. So here's Donald Trump consolidating everything. And when the day comes, if the day comes, that Trump can dictate terms, not just to the Article I branch, Congress, which he's already doing, but also to the Article III branch, the courts, which he's trying to do, threatening judges and all this sort of thing. And ultimately, you know, the ultimate goal there would be to threaten the Supreme Court itself. And the press, then we will have achieved something, you know, very simple, very straightforward, a dictatorship. You will have one guy in charge of America, in charge of the congressional branch, in charge of the legislative branch, the in charge of the judicial branch, and controlling the press. That's what dictators do. That's that is the fantasy that Vladimir Putin had for America when he first started supporting Donald Trump back in 2016, and we're damn close to it right now.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And if all those various groups go down, what's left? We the people in the streets. That's it. It falls to you and me.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
A message from the CDC.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans. Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wbzh.fm/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. You probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage. But what if it's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk, third-party tested for purity, and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bone, hairs, hair, nails, and gut. Just two scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. Only available at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's GetNativePath, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today.
Smashing down the people's door. No law, law, no warrant, just the silence of the bought. This is how a nation crumbles. Not with battles, but with fear they taught. The gavel's been replaced with guns, the bench is just a stage, and every whisper of dissent is locked inside a cage. Raise your democracy's grave. Flags waving, hollow winds,
but justice stands alone. Leaders
welcome back, 23 minutes past the hour. I mentioned the Canadian election is going on today. Pierre Poilievre, or I guess French-Canadian, you pronounce the R at the end, French, you don't. But looked it up this morning. But anyhow, he back in 2022, it looked like he was going to be the next prime minister of Canada. He had easily won the Conservative Party's nomination. But then, you know, Trump endorsed him. In fact, this morning, Trump endorsed him and said, you know, get out there and vote for this guy. And I just don't think it's going to happen. We'll see. But you know, increasingly, they're saying Mark Carney is going to be the guy. Meanwhile, Trump's immigration crackdown is hitting U.S. citizens. He deported three U.S. citizen children last week. Tom Holman went on TV and said, well, those are the mom's decisions. They were going to be deported, and they just decided to take their kids with them. And I get that, you know, and that makes a certain amount of sense. I certainly wouldn't want to be deporting, you know, 2 and 3 year olds all by themselves. But now Trump says it's not just immigrants he's coming after. He's said the homegrowns are next. And you've got officials within the Trump administration who are saying that if you criticize administration policies, that's the same thing as supporting terrorism or the invasion of America or criminals. And, supporting any of those three is a crime itself. So you can go to jail, too. And in fact, a federal judge, with regard to Kilmar Garcia's case, he said, if today the executive claims the right to deport without due process and in disregard of court orders, what assurance will there be tomorrow that it will not deport American citizens and then disclaim responsibility to bring them home? That was Judge Harvey Wilkinson III, a Republican, by the way. And what assurance shall there be that the executive will not train its broad discretionary powers on its political enemies, he asks. Meanwhile, ICE says, yes, we arrested those two guys in that raid in downtown Charlottesville. And the county Commonwealth attorney, Jim Hingley, has said that he is going to be investigating ICE. And in response, ICE says that they are going to be investigating the two women who videotaped this brutal arrest. The bystanders, they questioned the ICE agents and stood between them and their target. ICE said they will face federal obstruction charges. The two women appear to be volunteers of the Immigration Rapid Response Hotline, which, you know, people call when ICE is spotted in an area. Meanwhile, Donald Trump wants pollsters to be investigated. He says it's fake news that he only has a 36, 38, 39% approval rating, depending on which poll you're looking at, but those are the numbers. He wants them investigated for election fraud. It really? 72% of Americans believe this. They told ABC they believe Trump's policies are going to trigger a recession. 60% say he doesn't respect the rule of law. It's amazing.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
47% of Republicans say that his administration is chaotic. He's got the lowest poll ratings in 100 years, or 80 years.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Civic Media.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has announced the distribution of nearly $1.7 million across the state for Wisconsin Fast Forward Worker Training Grants. 14 organizations across the state will receive a portion of the funding to train 760 workers, including Fraser Shipyards in Douglas County. The Wisconsin Fast Forward Grant Program is meant to help companies in fields like construction, healthcare, and transportation cover the cost of training new workers in critical fields facing shortages across the state. A group of Wisconsin lawmakers are calling for the Trump administration to allow more access to federal data. The letter was signed by 12 Republicans and one Democratic state lawmaker, claiming a dispute between the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the Department of Defense, and the Department of Veterans Affairs is preventing them from using a federal data-sharing tool. The lawmakers say they want to use the tool to identify Wisconsin veterans enrolled in the state Medicaid program who may also be eligible for Department of Veterans Affairs benefits. The Washburn County Area Humane Society will be hosting a vaccine and microchip clinic for dogs and cats in Spooner later this week. The Humane Society will be offering affordable rabies vaccinations and microchips for pets on Saturday. Officials are reminding pet owners that rabies vaccinations are legally required for dogs and cats and help prevent the spread of the dangerous disease. They're also reminding pet owners that microchips could help them reunite with their lost pets quickly if they're taken in by animal control or a shelter. A routine eviction proceeding in Burnett County last month became a major drug investigation. According to court documents, 52-year-old Laura Chamberlain of Grantsburg and 36-year-old Zachary Chafee of Mora, Minnesota, were evicted from the former Red Stag Saloon on Main Street in Grantsburg on March 16th. During the eviction, local authorities allegedly discovered a secret DMT drug lab inside the establishment. Authorities say they seized various suspected illegal substances, firearms, and drug manufacturing equipment at the site. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Thunderstorms are expected today in multiple rounds, and some could be severe, bringing hail, high winds, and heavy downpours. And tornadoes are possible, too. Some could start out ahead of the line moving in late tonight. So stay weather savvy from this afternoon through about midnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulsiewicz joins me in the guest host seat. We dig into Judge Hannah Dugan's arrest. What is going on here?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For all of your support.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
He didn't come with thunder. He didn't break the glass. He slipped in through the silence, the cracks from decades past. A shadow in the bloodstream, a whisper in the code. He found the doors wide open on a party long road. They'd stripped away the conscience, cut the guardrails down, painted loyalty in poison, wore ambition like a crown. He offered them a mirror. They saw their thirst for might and chose to dim the lanterns instead of light the night.
Past the hour, I mentioned in my daily take today, which I wrote most of yesterday afternoon, that Donald Trump's ultimate goal here in seizing control of the judiciary and intimidating the judiciary, that his ultimate goal in arresting these two judges in the last week would ultimately be to try to intimidate the Supreme Court itself. And I published that in my daily take this morning, went out to, 150,000 people or thereabouts. And, a couple of people replied with comments to the effect of, yeah, right, you really think he's going to go after the Supreme Court? Well, just a few minutes ago, Carolyn Leavitt was asked that very question. Would Donald Trump consider prosecuting members of the Supreme Court if they rule in ways that he doesn't like? Or question words to that effect. And her answer was absolutely. He would absolutely prosecute the Supreme Court. So there you go. What's on your mind today? Jerry in Venice, California. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Yes, I've been down in Venice for about 6 months now on the boardwalk there with Veterans for Peace. We got, one of them spaces, and this thing has turned fast. I mean, I got one Trumper that just could not understand what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if these Republicans would put somebody up in the House of Representatives to lead it, that the Democrats could go along with, could become president, just impeach the two at the same time. The people, I think the numbers are there. And there is Republicans out there. In fact, your callers ought to give us some information on Republicans that in the House of the Representatives that they might think could become president.
Yeah, so far not one single Republican who's currently in office has dared stand up to Trump, with the exception of Don Bacon last week. And within 24 hours of his standing up to Trump, he's started talking about resigning next year. So
I understand, but the worm is turning.
Yeah,
as they say in platoon.
Well, I hope so. I mean, one of the questions that was not asked in all of these polls that are coming out, across the weekend, and there's like the, ABC, there was the Times, Siena, there was a Washington Post poll. There's a bunch of different polls, and they all had pretty much the same information. But one of the questions that was not asked is, do you support impeaching Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, for that matter? And I would love to see, a good polling organization ask that question.
Well, the world would see that we have law and order back. That's where it's at right now, Tom, is there's no law and order.
Yeah, no, I get it. You know, this, you know, law and order in Richard Nixon's day meant, you know, beating up on black people, and today it means Donald Trump gets to do whatever he wants. Jerry, thanks for the call. Susie in Willits, California. Hey, Susie, what's on your mind today?
Right. One thing I really like about your program is your geeky science.
Well, thank you.
I listen to it all the time because, you know, I'm a retired chemistry math teacher, so I love all your science.
Okay.
So what I wanted to clarify is that when I every time I hear this, I cringe. Rare earth minerals. They're not minerals. They are part of the lanthanoids. They are the elements, part of the periodic table of the elements. And they're like 57 to 71, you know, atomic mass units.
So,
and then right below them are the actinoids, and those are all radioactive.
Right, and then so below them are the superactinides. Yeah, I got it.
The rare earth minerals, they're not minerals. Minerals are a compound or a conglomerate. They are the elements.
Oh,
and they're not rare. They've been around forever.
Huh, interesting.
Well, I'm just saying, you know.
I get it. I didn't realize that the word mineral could not apply to an. So you would say that iron is not a mineral.
Is a mineral. Okay. What I'm saying is, when you have a conglomerate, a compound, a mineral like mica. Mica is not an element. Mica is a conglomerate.
Right, but you're saying iron, Fe, is not a mineral.
No, it's an element.
Okay, so it's an element. So it'd only be a mineral if it was like ferrous oxide or something like that. I get it. Okay,
right,
Susie.
Right, when it was combined with something.
Right, I get it. Susie, thank you. I had no idea. Roger in Seattle. Hey, Roger, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to thank you for you and Louise for doing the songs again. My wife just the other day said, where are all the folk singers like Peter, Paul, and Mary? And I said, I think Tom Hartman's the only one.
Well, no, there's, so
anyway,
there's,
you,
there's
you know
some
the
protest music out there. I just can't
the,
play
the,
it.
The folk singers write the truth and the winners write the history of the wars.
There you go. It's true, Roger.
So anyway, thanks for you and Louise for doing that.
Sure.
I want to, as a 30-year retired federal employee, I wanted to, again, throw out the hope that I talked about last week, that in this case, I think that the beginning of the end, especially with the court thing, is rapidly approaching, so that the federal employees that have been laid off and are also wondering about their jobs need to talk to their unions and keep up the spirits, because I think the Republicans are not going to have to fear the MAGA people from the right, but all the Democrats are going to be a Goldwater tsunami and leave about 10 Republicans left in the House and the Senate, because the name Republican is just going to be totally trashed.
I think we're looking at a wave election. I absolutely do, assuming that we actually hold an election. And I'm still making that assumption.
You're right there.
But
if he's threatening the Supreme Court, maybe we won't have elections.
Yep. Anything's possible, Roger, and we need to prepare for anything like that. But I think that it's possible that, you know, the system will correct itself. We'll see. But, you know, he still has, you know, 3.5 years, so he can do an enormous amount of damage in that period of time. Roger, thanks for the call. John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just wanted to say there's a direct connection with Paramount, Skydance, David Ellison, and then Larry Ellison, who started Oracle and is a big friend and donor of Donald Trump, and he's the one who was pushing, you know, the AI from China to get rid of that, because he's going to benefit himself. The corruption of all of this is just phenomenal, and it's just pathetic, really. And it's too bad that we're going to lose, you know, 60 minutes as a result. But that's more reason why we need to support you and independent media and give as much as you can. You know, that's all I can say.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, John. You know, I appreciate the kind words and the vote of confidence. And yes, we need to be supporting independent media. And there's some great progressive, independent progressive media out there. John, thank you. All across the country, there are some really great hosts out there. So anyhow, it's 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your calls.
It's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time. Weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
You're out in the streets, you're raising your voice, pushing back hard, 'cause there ain't no choice. You see the storm, you feel the weight. Fighting for justice before it's too late. But even warriors need to rest. Even lions lay down in their nest. Take a breath, take a break. Don't let the fire turn to ash in its wake. Keep the fire.
Welcome back, 10 minutes before the hour. Martin in Philadelphia. Hey, Martin, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing today?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
Good. So I called to talk about the Ukraine conundrum. Donald Trump is currently way over his head. Putin is running circles around Trump with this whole negotiating thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go back to even with Obama. In 2014, he was asked about the Ukraine conundrum, and he said, Russia's not a world power, but they're a regional power, and they have escalatory dominance in this part of the world. So Obama didn't give Ukraine weapons. Trump was the first one to do it. Biden thought that, you know, he'd come in and destabilize the Russian government, and they would kick Putin out of there, and it didn't happen. And now Trump is dealing with this, and we're just in one big mess. And, you know, I think Putin's going to get what he wants at the end of the day.
I'm very concerned that that's probably the case, Martin, and I think that the Ukrainians are concerned about it, too. It'd be really interesting to know what Zelensky said to Trump to get him to even make a small challenge to Putin, because up to this point, the one person that Donald Trump has never, ever said a bad word about, and in fact defends, in all kinds of indefensible circumstances, has been Vladimir Putin. So, you know, we'll see where this goes. I'm guessing, though, that from America's point of view, you're right, that we're going to abandon Ukraine. I don't think Europe is going to abandon Ukraine. They know what's going to happen next. So, and that, frankly, I think makes the situation even more dangerous. Martin, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Tom in Seattle. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi. I want to propose that the Democrats draft General Mark Milley
for what?
For president.
For president?
For president. Yep. And I want Liz Cheney as our vice president.
Oh, interesting.
I've been a lifelong Democrat, but I realize the
They're both
era
Republicans.
Of the strongman.
Yeah.
The era of the strongman is upon us. And I want constitutionalists in power. Liz Cheney for my vengeance against MAGA, and Mark Milley to help, to run this country under the Constitution.
You know, the big criticism in the 1930s of Franklin D. Roosevelt was that he was a strong man, was that he was doing things that were way beyond what the Constitution allowed for, that he was pushing stuff through Congress, that he was taking executive actions that were, you know, beyond the power that he had. The Republicans were absolutely hysterical, my father among them, that FDR had just gone way too far, you know, with the New Deal and all this stuff. So I would say, Tom, that we don't need to draft a Republican to take names and kick ass. We just need an FDR-style Democrat. We need a Democrat like Bernie Sanders or AOC or Elizabeth Warren, who's willing to take strong principled stance, who's willing to fight for legislation, who's willing to use, you know, the power of the of their office to make these things happen. But to go to a couple of Republicans for the Democrats, that ain't going to happen. But I get what you're saying, Tom. I get what you're saying. Thanks for the call. Will in Bushkill, Pennsylvania. Hey, Will, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing? I what I'm going to say is a call out to the your audience, Art, and it may sound a little corny, but in this time, I think it could be useful. You remember the old Hands Across America demonstrations, right? You remember that back in the day? I mean, that shows our age, probably.
Yeah.
But Hands Across America, I forget what it was for now, actually. And I think it was to gun regulation.
You're talking in the 60s, right? Or the 70s?
No, it was the 70s. It wasn't the 60s. It was not. It was the 70s, I believe. But I remember because it was when I was in high school. But for me, it was the 70s. But anyway, I think it might be something to consider, like the 501 movement could do something. We should have a Hands Across North America Against Trump thing, mm-hmm. where people lock hands between Mexico through the United States up and through Canada. Mm-hmm. And I think that the visual of that could be effective and basically tell Trump that if you're going to try to turn us all into your Nazi, death cult, you're going to have some serious resistance here. And I don't know, just an idea.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Will, let me ponder that. I'll have to go back and look up exactly how it all played out. Well, thanks for the call. Steve in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just want to make a connection real quick on you can't expect to connect at all. I think I tuned in late, but I heard Larry Ellison's name there on a previous caller when he made reference to Cerner mm-hmm. and Oracle. Mm-hmm. Just a quick connection for people that might not be paying attention. First, presidency there was the initiation of the new electronic health record at VA. Well, Larry Ellison's like the core person that stands to gain when that comes through for Department of Veterans Affairs. Mm-hmm. So if you connect that, it's been well documented. It's a contract that is a catastrophic failure. So it's a perfect example of why DOGE didn't terminate that one. But it's well documented that the Cerner/Oracle project electronic healthcare for the VA was given numerous chances to raise its standard with additional millions and millions of dollars to make it successful, and he's the core guy that stands the game,
and it's a mess
going on since first. It is a catastrophic mess. Been documented that it resulted in delayed health care for many veterans out west.
Interesting. I was unaware of that. Steve, thank you for the heads up on that. I'm taking you at your word. I appreciate it. Fascinating stuff. All right. Let's see. Trump demands an election probe against the pollsters. And Maggie Dawn is going to be with us. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, Vibrance.com/Tom.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans. Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a temporary ceasefire for 3 days in May against Ukraine, coinciding with the 80th anniversary of V-Day, the Soviet victory over Nazi Germany. The U.S. lukewarm on the idea, with President Trump working to finalize a ceasefire deal. Ukraine's foreign minister also speaking out, saying Ukraine is calling for the 30-day ceasefire it's already agreed to and questioning why wait to pause fighting. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge has details.
I think that is the case which Ukraine and the Europeans are putting to the Trump administration, saying, yes, there needs to be a deal, but let's get a ceasefire in place, a long ceasefire. And the other key question is whether or not a ceasefire announced by Russia will actually be adhered to.
The White House touting President Trump's immigration policy and deportation crackdown as the president gets ready to mark 100 days in office this week. And power slowly being restored to parts of Spain, Portugal, and France after a massive outage earlier today. This is ABC News.